Hi, ladies. Reba Tony here. I hope you're enjoying our show today. I want to share with you a great seminar that your host, financial advisor, and money coach, Tom Maglia, will be presenting to women only. And of course, I will be there. I'll be emceeing. The event is called Women of Value, A Woman of Worth, Desiring Excellence in 2007. This is Ladies Only Conference held Saturday, February 3rd, 2007 at Lake Avenue Church in Pasadena. And the cost, only $65 for the entire day. Tom will present The Economy of God, four anchor principles for life, as well as coach you on how to create a budget and spending plan. The day will include a special luncheon, fashion show, free raffle drawing prizes, and a wonderful gift package for all who attend. And ladies, there's so much more. Women's life coach Michelle Detman will be sharing a godly seminar, Christian women's life coaching tips for ladies of all ages and all marital statuses. Also, Karen Long, a former Emmy-nominated TV reporter, will be speaking on investing in relationships and thoughts about extreme marriage makeover. She's got a new book. It's out. It's called If You Don't Die to Self, I May Have to Kill You. How funny is that? Come listen to Karen give a refreshing view on God and marriage. Call Tom at 800-386-3700 for more information or go to the website and sign up now at www.theeconomyofgod.com. Meet me, Reba Tony, at the seminar. I'll be hosting the entire day along with special worship music that will warm all of our hearts for the Lord. Again, the number is 1-800-386-3700. Ladies, space is limited, so register now online at theeconomyofgod.com. Sign up, get more information, details today. That's www.theeconomyofgod.com. We'll see you then. Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with our host, Tom Maglia. Tom's a chartered financial consultant, an accredited estate planner, and holds a Master's of Science in Financial Services. With over 28 years of financial counseling and coaching experience, Tom is also a Crown Ministries budgeting coach as well. We would love to hear from you. You can call 800-386-3700 or visit us online at theeconomyofgod.com. You can sign up for the quarterly newsletter. You can download previous shows. There's all sort of resources. So go to theeconomyofgod.com. Tom, glad to see
you. You too. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you.
By the way, last week you were on vacation. It's not the same without you.
I know.
I cannot do the program again unless you're here. No more.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
No more.
I'm here for the long haul now. All right.
No, it's not the same.
I know, huh? It feels like I've been away for a long time.
I know. And I just want you to be here. So.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, we're on. Well, let's do it.
All right. So we are in
Program 6.
Program 6.
12-part series on Anchor 4, which is contentment.
Contentment.
Tell us the four anchors, Reba.
The four anchors are God is the owner of everything. The second anchor is that we are stewards. The third anchor is that we need to give cheerfully. And the fourth one is that we need to find contentment where our finances are concerned.
Exactly. And that is the toughest of all the anchors. I'm convinced of it. Mm-hmm. Based on 28 years of financial planning and counseling mm-hmm. and coaching, it is tough for people to be content in their finances. Mm-hmm. Now, Reba, before we go on with today's program, number 6 of the 12-part series, would you give us, as you normally do, 2 Timothy 3:16-17, the scriptures? And let's start with that.
All right. Here we go. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for training, for teaching, for correcting in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Right.
It's been 2 weeks since I've said that.
Hey, it's great. All scripture is God-breathed. And you know what? That's Reba, do you realize, I know you do, I'm saying this rhetorically, do all of us realize how incredibly powerful that first part of that sentence in the first verse of 2 Timothy 3:16 is? All scripture is God-breathed. Not 80%, all of it.
Wow.
I mean, do I realize just how serious that statement is? Mm. All scripture is God-breathed. Mm-hmm. That means, unless I'm crazy, that all of the Bible was thought of and written by God through people. But, you know, God thought it and wrote it. All scripture, God thought, God breathed. And that is heavy, and it's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And that is so absolutely awesome.
It is.
I find that passage of scripture incredible and serious and awesome, and I really do love it. Now, we're going to move on to contentment because today is program 6 of the 12 part series on contentment. Now, last week, Reba, we talked about what contentment felt like.
Mm.
Program 5,
mm-hmm.
and if people missed it, they can go back and listen to it online on the website, theeconomyofgod.com. We talked about what does contentment feel like?
Mm-hmm.
How do you recognize it in your heart
mm-hmm.
when you feel content or discontent? Now, today we're going to talk about a certain gentleman who gave me permission to use a different name, his story, but a different name.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the discontentment area of the fact that he felt that he deserved things, which led to his discontentment. Now, before we do that, Reba, we talk about that, we needed to bring up the scripture, 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 10. So why don't I go ahead and read that,
okay,
and then we'll comment on the discontentment of this gentleman who I met years ago and through Crown Financial Counseling. He said, you know, use my story, but change my name. So we'll call him Al. And here's 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 10. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we have brought nothing into the world and can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Reba, comment on that passage.
Wow.
Comment.
You know, that right there is the epitome of discontentment. You know, wandering from the faith and
right.
piercing yourself. I mean, what would cause somebody to do that?
Oh.
You know, I mean, when you think,
oh,
who,
yeah.
I mean, if you just ask people, hey, how would you like to wander from your faith and pierce yourself with many griefs?
Well, and they would say, no, I wouldn't.
Of course not. No way. But what would drive somebody to do that?
Well, because they think they can do what they want to do, and it's not really wandering. They fool themselves.
Yeah.
And they are wandering from the faith. They do have big desires, outlandish desires,
mm-hmm.
love for money,
mm-hmm.
and the end result is piercing themselves with many
That's
griefs.
That's right. That's right. Because they've got their eye on the money, on the things.
Material.
The material things. They're so discontent within themselves that they go chasing after these things.
Right.
And do themselves so much harm.
Well, that's why Paul says people who want to get rich fall into the temptation.
Mm-hmm.
See, when our desires and lust for money and material things, positions in life,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of thing, job titles, for the ego, that lends itself to Satan's temptation, because you're basically saying, I'm in a new ballgame. I'm out of God's will.
Hmm.
I'm going to go do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And in this gentleman, Al's case, he even said to me in many counseling sessions, I feel I deserve it, Tom. I feel like I deserve it.
What did he want?
Oh, I'm going to tell you. And first of all, before he started the wanting, when he was little, he was spoiled.
Mm.
He was brought up in a very expensive city
mm-hmm.
in the Southern California area, San Marino,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of the wealthiest cities in the state.
Mm.
And he was brought up with a silver spoon. He was brought up with material. In high school, he got a fancy car to compete with the other kids at
mm-hmm.
San Marino High School. And that was the beginning of the material, and look what I am, look what I have.
I always used to tell my daughter when she was little, I would say, do you want to eat a spoiled piece of fruit? Maybe a brown banana or a really soft apple? Ooh, no, Mommy. I said, that's right, because nobody likes spoiled.
Right. Nobody likes spoiled. And this guy was spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Christian home, Reba.
But people think it's some sort of status symbol. Oh, our little Johnny is so spoiled. They think it's a good thing. They toss the word spoiled around like it's a good thing.
Well, and they regret that, though,
yeah.
down the road.
Yeah, they do.
Because when we pierce ourselves with many griefs from mm-hmm. wandering from the faith, those griefs are serious. They're relationship killers.
Mm-hmm.
They sometimes can even kill you because you did things and took risks that you shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, Reba, this Al person, he even said to me, yeah, I was spoiled. But we did not believe in denying ourselves of anything we wanted.
Hmm.
My folks didn't do it, and I'm not doing it, Tom. Now, help me plan my financial future to that extent.
Wow.
You know, I'll tell you my goal. You help me find it and reach it. And I'm like, wait a minute, Al. You know, that is not in God's will. Doesn't that matter to you?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, why isn't it in God's will? You know, the Bible says we can have it all. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. Where does it say that?
Uh-huh.
And he, you know, tried to justify his position with all kinds of Bible verses, Reba. So he was in the justification business. Mm-hmm. He was fooling himself and so forth. Mm-hmm. It was heavy.
Wow. And he did this for years and years, huh?
Years and years. And he met a lady. Mm-hmm. They eventually divorced. You know, his pursuits were just outlandish. He wanted a big time yacht, wanted to sail around the world. He wanted his name in lights. He wanted to be the top lawyer in the San Gabriel Valley. Mm. You know, he kept with the phrase, though, I deserve it. So he was discontent. And I tried to explain to him, what do you do with the verses on contentment in the Bible? Mm-hmm. What do you do with those? Mm-hmm. You have to read them and do something with them, Reba. You can't just say that scripture doesn't say what it says. Mm-hmm. I know you and I are not seminary people. We don't have MDivs. But that scripture, 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 10, I don't think you need to be an MDiv to decipher what that passage means. Do you?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. I mean, if you just take it for just what it says. And you know, what's funny to me is that this guy, you know, maybe he didn't have a yacht that he could sail around the world with, but he had so much that most people would be content with.
Well, Reba, you would think you could be content with a lot less.
Yeah.
But he never had his boundary on contentment.
Right. It wasn't contentment.
It was never enough.
Man, that's incredible. We're going to continue with this story. We're going to find out what happened to this guy who just couldn't get enough. And we're going to find out how this fits in with finding the fourth anchor, contentment. So stay with us. We'll be right back. In the meantime, you can look us up at theeconomyofgod.com or you can give us a call at 800-386-3700. We'll be right back.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, ladies. Reba Tony here. I hope you're enjoying our show today. I want to share with you a great seminar that your host, financial advisor, and money coach, Tom Maglia, will be presenting to women only. And of course, I will be there. I'll be emceeing. The event is called Women of Value, A Woman of Worth, Desiring Excellence in 2007. This is Ladies Only Conference held Saturday, February 3rd, 2007 at Lake Avenue Church in Pasadena. And the cost, only $65 for the entire day. Tom will present The Economy of God, four anchor principles for life, as well as coach you on how to create a budget and spending plan. The day will include a special luncheon, fashion show, free raffle drawing prizes, and a wonderful gift package for all who attend. And ladies, there's so much more. Women's life coach Michelle Detman will be sharing a godly seminar, Christian women's life coaching tips for ladies of all ages and all marital statuses. Also, Karen Long, a former Emmy-nominated TV reporter, will be speaking on investing in relationships and thoughts about extreme marriage makeover. She's got a new book. It's out. It's called If You Don't Die to Self, I May Have to Kill You. How funny is that? Come listen to Karen give a refreshing view on God and marriage. Call Tom at 800-386-3700 for more information or go to the website and sign up now at www.theeconomyofgod.com. Meet me, Reba Tony, at the seminar. I'll be hosting the entire day along with special worship music that will warm all of our hearts for the Lord. Again, the number is 1-800-386-3700. Ladies, space is limited, so register now online at theeconomyofgod.com. Sign up, get more information, details today. That's www.theeconomyofgod.com. We'll see you then.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Maglia.
And we're back, Knowing the Economy of God. You can go online and find us at theeconomyofgod.com. You can call us at 800-386-3700. We are talking about the fourth anchor, which is contentment. And we're talking about a guy who just, he had so much, but he didn't have contentment, so he wanted more.
He wanted more, Reba, and God's patience was running thin on this guy. Mm-hmm. I kept saying to him, when I first met Al, I was 22 years old. That was when I first started, you know, in the business. It was 28 years ago.
Wow.
I'm 50 now, and I first met Al when I was 22. He was 40. His net worth was like $400,000 to $600,000 in that range, real estate, some jewels and stocks and some cash. And then I remember at 32, when I was 32, that was 10 years later, and I kept working with him, and he was now 50. His net worth was up to $1.6 million. Mm. And then when I was 42, 10 years later, he was 60. His millions were up to $2.7 million. Now I'm 50 years old. He's 68. That was 8 years later. So I've been in the business 28 years in financial planning and counseling.
Wow.
Okay. So I met him at 22.
Okay.
Now I'm 50. He's 68. His net worth is in the middle threes.
Wow.
It still isn't enough.
Yeah.
Because the people he knows, their net worths grew too. And it's like a contest. You know, like when we were kids in junior high school, we'd run the 100-yard dash. He's doing the same thing, Reba, with people he knows, only in net worth and money and all the toys, the real estate, mm-hmm. the yachts, all that kind of thing. And his byline, even to this day, is, and he admits it, I deserve it. I deserve it. I should have it, and I want it. And I said, Al, you can only sleep in one bed at a time, mm-hmm. drive one car at a time, mm-hmm. eat so much food at one time, mm-hmm. and sleep on one pillow at one time. You know, how many of all of these things do you need? Mm-hmm. And he just said, Tom, I'm really thirsty. I'm just really thirsty. I'm just so thirsty, Tom.
You know, and just to put it in perspective, just on a personal note, my dad had to have a surgery on his kidney stone or something like that. And it's pretty routine.
Yeah.
But there's one pillow that you sleep on and everything else kind of comes into perspective. Mm-hmm. And that's a hospital pillow.
Right.
When you start looking at how short a span we are on this planet.
Right.
You know, before we go home. And it really puts things in perspective.
Yeah. And since I've been writing the book, I talked to him. I said, what about the economic principles of contentment?
Mm-hmm.
And that just, it makes him shiver and shake when he hears that, because he knows he's not content. He goes to church and everything, Reba, but he's not given up all of that net worth and the money and everything, because he identifies in it. And I asked him one time recently, I said, what do you do with Exodus 20, verse 3, where the first commandment God gave to Moses, I am the Lord your God, there shall be no false gods apart from me, no false gods, no other gods before me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if you lost everything, Al, what would you do?
Does he live frugally, just trying to save up money so his net worth will be more? Or does he live lavishly, but
He's cheap. He's cheap. You know, and I told...
Because he wants that number to be big.
Oh, yeah. And it just really, you know, you can't get rich by spending money and giving it away.
Yeah.
He has problems in the giving area.
I bet.
He definitely doesn't understand Anchor 3, and he doesn't understand Anchor 1 because he thinks he's the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And Anchor 2, stewardship... He's a steward for himself because he thinks he's the real owner.
So he's going to take all that money to the grave.
Well, yeah. And if he dies, some will go to his ex-wife and a couple of kids through the custody and all that. But, you know, Reba, it's just sad because he doesn't have peace and joy through Jesus Christ only.
Mm-hmm. And it's not the money that's bad. A lot of people, this is a show about finances. It's about being a steward of what God has entrusted you with and growing it. But not growing it just so you can say, I'm worth 3.2.
Right. But see, he thinks in his mind that he's better than someone who's got less or has less. In his mind, Reba, he really does think he's better than someone else. And in Christianity, there are no favorites. Mm-hmm. God is not a respecter of persons, the Bible says. He doesn't favor one over the other. That's not how God works. That's why Jesus said it's really hard for a rich man to get into heaven. It's very hard for a rich man to get into heaven because they trust in their riches, not Jesus Christ alone.
Mm-hmm.
And the purity of contentment is, you know what? God does meet our needs. You can only wear so many clothes at one time. You can only eat so much food at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul says with food and clothing, we will be content with that.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy is not getting it. And if you said, well, does he love God? You know, he would say, yeah, in his way he does. Mm-hmm. Where he's at his place in life, this point in life. But, you know, even his marriage, Reba, messed up. And he wasn't going to, you know, give away money. And he lost some in the divorce, but he finagled things. So he got the best end of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the point I'm making is the thirst, the love of money, those are sins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He doesn't know contentment. And he really does think he deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
He believes it. He was raised that way. It worked, and look at him today. Is he smart? Yeah. You might say, oh, Tom, is this guy really a successful businessman? Yes, he is. He's smart. He's intelligent. Believe me, he's sharp. It's just his motivations are wrong. He's got his own God, which is himself. And there will be an accounting someday, a judgment someday on that kind of behavior.
Mm-hmm. So it's not having money that's wrong. It's not growing your the money that's wrong, but it's making that your God.
Exactly.
And people can do that even if you're not worth 3.2. You might be doing that with the square footage of your house.
Exactly.
Or your car or some other asset that you have.
Exactly, Reba, because where does God fit in then?
Mm-hmm.
If you've got all this, who needs the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy does love money. He's eager for money. He pursues money and wealth and position and status in life.
Mm-hmm.
He competes with his friends,
mm-hmm.
like a contest,
mm-hmm.
tennis, you know, or track.
Mm-hmm.
It's the net worth.
But he's really losing because you said he's divorced. He's estranged from his kids. I mean, how is that really winning?
You know, Reba, everybody has their own thing in life that no matter what happens, I can fall back on something.
Mm-hmm.
In him, he thinks he can fall back on his net worth, his estate, his position in
mm-hmm.
being successful. A lot of people do that. They fall back on something. If everything went to haywire, I could fall back on this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jesus is saying, everything already is haywire. You need to be falling back and leaning on me in the first place.
Right now. Wow.
What in this world isn't haywire, Libra?
Yeah.
So why wander from the faith?
Because
Satan's right there to tempt you.
Yes, he is.
And he will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, Satan's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If we wander from the faith, Satan's going to be there to tempt us. There, we will pierce ourselves with a lot of grief.
Yeah, it's always funny to me. You can have years under your belt of so-called good behavior or just feeling really close to God and really strong in your faith. But all it takes is a couple of steps and boom, there the devil is tempting you. All this temptation right there, even just your own desires being drawn away.
Of course.
That never goes away.
Yeah.
The desires, the tempting.
It never goes away.
It's always just a couple of steps away from where your faith is at.
And it's easy to fall into it. And this guy named Alan, I'll close with this. He had a lot of people telling him how great he was all his life, Reba.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're great. You're the most wonderful thing. And he bit into that and loved it. And he feasts on those compliments. So, folks, read 1 Timothy 6:6-10. Let me know what you think of it, what you get out of it. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day. Give us the prayer of change, Jesus. Change our soul and hearts to do and abide in you, Lord. You are our God, not all this other stuff, Lord. So help us to find our contentment through you, Jesus. Amen.
Well, if you just prayed that prayer, that's the first step. And God will hear that, and he can do so many things. But you need a financial counselor that's seeking God's counsel and the wisdom of Christ and the word of God. And Tom is that man. He has a heart for God. He's a financial planner that wants to follow God. You've got a plan for your retirement. You've got a plan for your children's education, to reduce tax liability, to invest for special situations, other financial goals and objectives. Tom is the guy, the planner with more than 28 years of experience. Sign up today online for his quarterly newsletter, theeconomyofgod.com. Remember, the first appointment with Tom is at no charge. It's free, so there's no reason why you shouldn't take this number down and call him right now, 800-386-3700. He's a man that is seeking God and wants to do the same for your finances. Again, that number is 800-386-3700. We'll see you next week.
Listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.
Hi, ladies. Reba Tony here. I hope you're enjoying our show today. I want to share with you a great seminar that your host, financial advisor, and money coach, Tom Meglia, will be presenting to women only. And of course, I will be there. I'll be emceeing. The event is called Women of Value, A Woman of Worth, Desiring Excellence in 2007. This is Ladies Only Conference held Saturday, February 3rd, 2007 at Lake Avenue Church in Pasadena. And the cost, only $65 for the entire day. Tom will present The Economy of God, four anchor principles for life, as well as coach you on how to create a budget and spending plan. The day will include a special luncheon, fashion show, free raffle drawing prizes, and a wonderful gift package for all who attend. And ladies, there's so much more. Women's life coach Michelle Detman will be sharing a godly seminar, Christian women's life coaching tips for ladies of all ages and all marital statuses. Also, Karen Long, a former Emmy-nominated TV reporter, will be speaking on investing in relationships and thoughts about extreme marriage makeover. She's got a new book. It's out. It's called If You Don't Die to Self, I May Have to Kill You. How funny is that? Come listen to Karen give a refreshing view on God and marriage. Call Tom at 800-386-3700 for more information or go to the website and sign up now at www.theeconomyofgod.com. Meet me, Reba Tony, at the seminar. I'll be hosting the entire day along with special worship music that will warm all of our hearts for the Lord. Again, the number is 1-800-386-3700. Ladies, space is limited, so register now online at theeconomyofgod.com. Sign up, get more information and details today. That's www.theeconomyofgod.com. We'll see you then.